So we're just a couple of days right after Chantav of Pesach. Many people think that the mitzvahs of Chodesh Nisan are over. So let's just discuss one remaining mitzvah that we can still hold on to for the duration of the last couple of days of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that is the mitzvah we generally try to do at the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Chavav, making the bracha of Birchas HaYilanos. So let's see, what is that bracha? And we'll see how many more days do we have to actually recite this bracha. Maybe we recite it this coming Shabbos, the last day of Chodesh Nisan, or not. Since when did we ever hear of not making a bracha on Shabbos? So let's discuss as follows. The Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, as follows, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hai Man Denafik B'Yomi Nisan, someone who goes out of his home in the month of Nisan, V'chazi Ilani Dekamelavlevi, and he sees the trees that are blossoming, they're starting to grow fruit. So the Gemara says, Omer, he's supposed to say, Baruch Shalachisar Ba'alam Aklum, Ubarba Brios Tavos V'Ilanos Tavos L'Isnaos Ba'am Bnei Adam. Okay, so that's the bracha. So all the Rishonim point out on the spot that in all these Gemaras that the Gemara discusses different types of brachas that we say, very often the Gemara leaves out, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. So does that mean that it's supposed to be without a Shem HaMalchus? So Tosfos points out in the ninth parak by many of the brachas that obviously it means you're supposed to say B'Shem HaMalchus. So over here also the Rishonim point out, when a person sees one of these fruit trees and he goes outside and has hanah from them, so he's supposed to make a bracha, not like the Gemara says, just to say Baruch Shalochisa Bralama, he's supposed to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, he's supposed to say B'Shem HaMalchus. So that is the Lashon HaGemara, and that is also Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Chavav. One of the only places that the Shulchan Aruch has a Simen with just one Sif in it, and that is the following. In Simen Reish Chavav in Archaim, the Mechaber writes, Hayotze B'Yom HaNisan V'ra Yilon HaShem Otzi and Perach, someone who goes out in Yom HaNisan, he goes out in the middle of Chodesh Nisan and he sees that the trees are beginning to blossom. Omer, he makes a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shalachisa Bralamo, Klum Ubarba B'Rias Tovas V'Yilanos Tovas L'Hanes B'Yamin HaYotam. Says the Mechaber, Eina Mevarech Ela Pam Achas B'Chal Shana V'Shana. So the Mechaber writes, obviously you only make this bracha once because it's on the simcha that you have upon seeing the renewal of the trees and all the land and all of nature. So that's when you make the bracha only once. Says the Mechaber, if a person waited to make this bracha until the pears already sprouted, until they already grew, so then he no longer makes the bracha. It's only on the excitement for beginning to see the blossoming process. So the Ritva over there, in Brachos as well as in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph, so the Ritva comments, and he says as follows, Pirush, Brachos du B'Shem HaMalchus. Obviously, number one, you have to make this Bracha B'Shem HaMalchus, not like the simple reading of the Gemara, which is without Shem HaMalchus. So he says, obviously, you must recite this Bracha with the Shem HaMalchus, and then he adds, V'yomi Nisan Lav Dafka, says the Ritva, that when the Gemara says, Hai Man, Denafik, V'yomi Nisan, a person who goes out in the days of Nisan, so that's Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean only if he goes out in Yomi Nisan, Ela Kol Makom HaMakom Lefi Mashahu Dimalav Leif. So therefore, says the Hartzvi, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Rav Yerushalayim writes, that if a person lives in Australia or in South Africa, obviously the blooming season is not going to be in Chodesh Nisan, they have a very different season than we have. So he says, based on this Ritva and many other Rishonim, that a person would recite the Bracha whenever the process happens to begin in those countries where they have a different type of season than we have here. So that's what the Ritva is quick to point out on the spot. And Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank feels that that is the halacha l'maisa, and I think that's what they do in those countries. They don't make the bracha the same time as we do. So the Rambam has an interesting lashon in Ava Sefer Avin Hilchos Brachos Perak Yud Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam writes: Harav Brios Tavos Umesukanos Bioser. Someone who sees beautiful people or beautiful trees, something of that nature. Kein Mevarach Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Shekach Olam Ba'olam. Fine. So if you see beautiful trees any day of the year, you make a bracha Shekach Olam Ba'olam. What's the din? Hayotze l'sadus alugino, says the Rambam. He's extending a little bit the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says, Hai man denafik b'yomi nisan. Someone's going out in Yomi Nisan. So let's listen carefully. Hai man denafik b'yomi nisan. What does the Rambam say? Hayotze l'sadus aluginos b'yomi nisan. Sounds like he's trying to say something. Hayotze l'sadus aluginos. He's going out to the big forest or to the big vineyards. He's going out somewhere to the big flower park. So then he makes the bracha b'yomi nisan. V'ra ilanas parchos minitzanim olim mevarach baruch atah Hashem l'kein machalam. He makes the bracha k'dei l'snanas b'yam b'nei adam. Fine. So the Achronim point out, why does the Rambam add on that a person is going out to the sadas ulugino? So the Achronim write that it could be that in order for him to fully appreciate and actually have enough of an excitement to make a bracha, he has to have ribui ha'ilanas. So he has to not just see one tree at a time. Very often we have, I don't know what happens here, but I assume that you have the same type of people here that we have where I live, that there's always one guy who's standing there telling everyone to make a bracha on a tree on the corner, on the street corner, or in front of someone's house, correct? Mm-hmm. Right? People go to certain stations where they make the bracha.
Put a sign up,
whatever they do, so they put a sign up. So it's very questionable. Many of the Achronim say that if you just have one tree in front of your house, that's not sufficient in order to be mechayiv you in making a bracha. Many of the Achronim say a person has to have, number one, a couple of trees, like the Rambam says, Hayotze l'sadas uluginos, he goes to a place where it's a very beautiful part of nature, and he sees a lot of trees that are blossoming at the same time. Not just he goes to someone's front yard and sees one tree with a bracha hanging on it. So that's what many Achronim point out from this Rambam over here. The Beis Yosef then writes from the Mardechai that it's only Pam Rishonim Bechal Shana. It's only the first time that a person comes across any of these fruits or any of these fruit-bearing trees should he make the bracha. But if he comes across them every day and he happens to be very excited each time he sees a new one, so then he does not recite a new bracha. He only makes it once on the season, and that will be sufficient for the rest of the year. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the halacha is that even in a different chodesh, is also allowed to make the bracha. If it happens to be in a different season, so you will make the bracha in a different chodesh, like we said before from the Ritva, and that's where Tzvi Pesach Frank wrote. So the Mishnah Berurah writes the same thing. The Kaf HaChaim, however, quotes B'Shem the Mekubalim. He doesn't actually explain why, but he says, Al Pi Kabbalah, a person should only make a bracha on Chodesh Nisan. Nu, so Chapa Rayin, last couple of days, here we are before the end of Chodesh Nisan, for anyone that did not yet make the bracha, he should try and go ahead and make that bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah also in Siman Reish Chav Vav, which is all about this bracha, the Mishnah Berurah says you should only make the bracha on an ilan that's ilanei meichel. You shouldn't make a bracha on just a tree that's blossoming and growing beautiful flowers. It can only make it on a tree that is going to have fruits from it. Many of the Achronim write that from the Lashon of the Gemara says that the bracha is lehanas behem b'nei adam. We make the bracha with a Lashon that we are going to have hanah, we're going to actually enjoy these fruits. So many Achronim say that you can only make the bracha if someone's actually going to eat them, which is very often not the case. Right, we have these signs hanging up on the trees, someone's front yard, but they're not going to eat the oranges or apples or whatever is growing from that tree. Sometimes they get rotten, and very often they just fall all over the street. So it is very highly questionable in Shulchan Aruch, the Achronim have a machlekes, whether or not we should assume that you need lehanas behem b'nei adam, you actually have to have hana from them in order to make the bracha, or should we assume that no, any tree that I see is going to give me hana because I get very excited from the new season. Just by looking at it, by understanding that it's a new season already, that will make me excited enough. So that's a question in and of itself. Many Achronim write as well that it's very nice we are medayik in the Rambam that you need a riboy ha'ilanos, but many Achronim say that the simple lashon of the bracha as well is the hanas ben b'nei adam, and it says hara ilanos tova, someone who sees more than one. So many Achronim say you can't just make it on the lonesome tree in someone's backyard. You need to have at least two trees. The Rambam says you need to have more. You need to have sadas of pardesim. You need to have a beautiful orchard, or you need to have a beautiful park, something where you see a lot of nature, but for the very least, a person should try to at least see two trees that someone's going to actually have an offer. That's why many Achronim write that a person might not be able to make this bracha b'shem u'malchus, because it's very difficult to actually come across a tree like this unless he goes to some orchard where he knows they're going to actually pick the apples and enjoy them. So it's a question about what exactly to do. The Kaf HaChaim raises an interesting suffix, whether or not a person should make this bracha on Shabbos. So this year, it just so happens to be that the last day that we're able to make this bracha is Shabbos, because that's the last day of Chodesh Nisan. We generally assume that we don't make the bracha after Chodesh Nisan. So what can possibly be wrong with making a bracha on Shabbos? So some Achronim want to suggest a strange reason, that according to the Rambam that says you have to be Yotze L'Sadas and Pardesim, so we're concerned the person's going to take a sitter, he doesn't know the bracha by heart, because we only say the bracha once a year, so he doesn't know the bracha by heart, so we're concerned that he's going to take the siddur and carry chutz la'eruv because he's going out to the sadas. I don't know, not everyone's machmer on the Rambam, actually most people are not, and most communities have an eruv, so maybe there's not so much to worry about that. So what's the story? He says the Kaf HaChaim, he has a different concern. He says a person's going to have so much hana when he looks at the tree, he's going to go and pick the apple, or he's going to go and pick off the beautiful flower that he sees blossoming. So therefore, says the Kaf HaChaim, there were those Achronim who assumed that a person, even if it's the last day, he should try not to make the bracha on Shabbos, because we're concerned that maybe he's going to violate an Isser D'Oraisa in the process. So it's not worth having that potential violation of an Isser D'Oraisa just to chaparai in this bracha, which is obviously only Midrabanan. Therefore, the Kaf HaChaim says we should be a little bit careful. There's a question that was raised, what's the story with Nashim? Are women chayavas in this bracha or not? So we have a general rule, which is quoted in Kiddushin, on Daf Chaf Tesamad Aleph. The Gemara says that any mitzvah saseh shazman grama nashim are pturus, any mitzvah saseh shalai shazman grama nashim are chayavas. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos here in Kiddushin in the first parak writes that there are more exceptions to the rule than the rule itself. Right? We assume Nashim are pturus from all mitzvot seishas mangrama, anything that's a time-bound mitzvah, Nashim are pturus. However, we always find discussions by every mitzvah and their uncle why a woman is chayiv in this mitzvah, even though it's mangrama. So I think the Rambam, when he enumerates all the various mitzvahs, which women are chayavas in or are not, I think the Rambam, maybe one of the other Mefarshim Mishnah, is right, that it would seem when you count everything up, there's more exceptions to the rule than the rule itself. But be it as it may, the Gemara does have this qual, that generally we assume Nashim are pturus from mitzvah seishas mangrama, and they're chayavas in a mitzvah that's not tali on time. So the Gemara in Daf Lamed Dalid, picking up on that Mishnah, writes, Minalan, how do I know that Nashim are pturus from any time bound mitzvah? Says the Gemara, Gamar mitfilin. We learn that from tefillin. As we know, Nashim are pturus from tefillin. I, what about Rashi's daughters? Okay. Ma tefillin, Nashim pturus, half kol mitzvah seishas mangrama, Nashim pturus. So the pasha to answer with Rashi's daughters is the same way women are allowed to volunteer to do any other mitzvah that's Zman Grama. So to over here, Rashi's daughters, everyone knows they wore tefillin, also that it's a mitzvah seisha Zman Grama, but they were allowed to volunteer, they get a kima mitzvah for that. Okay, so question, the Gemara has other reasons why women shouldn't wear tefillin, so that's not for now. So the Gemara says, that's how we know, Nashim are pturus and mitzvah seisha Zman Grama, because we learn that from tefillin. Ask the Gemara a question of tefillin, how do we know tefillin? So the Gemara answers, Gamar Lami Talmud Torah. We learn that tefillin from Talmud Torah, that just like Talmud Torah, we know only the men are chayiv and women are not, so therefore let's carry that over to tefillin. Once we carry it over to tefillin, we can carry it over one step weiter and learn from tefillin out to all mitzvahs aseisha as mangrama that nashim are pturus. What's mitzvahs aseisha as mangrama by tefillin? That you don't wear tefillin by laila. Fine, so the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Lamed Vav and Bebei says with regard to Bikurim. We'll just go through a couple of examples where we have this, and we'll discuss what's the story over here with this bracha. So the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Lamed Vav and Bebei with regard to Bikurim, that may, from Shavuos until Sukkot, a person brings Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash and he's Koreas HaPsukim. He says the Psukim of Havas Bikurim. If Sukkot already passes, so he doesn't lose his whole opportunity to bring Bikurim, from Sukkot to Chanukah, person brings the Bikurim, maybe the Eni Kore. The Gemara says that's only a mitzvah b'dieved, that's why he only makes the Hava, but he doesn't do the Kriya. Says the Gemara, when an Isha brings Bikurim, let's say she has her own field, so she brings up Bikurim, so the Gemara says that, it's quoting a Mishnah on Bikurim, she does not ever recite the Psukim. Why? Because in the Psukim we say, Asher nasata lanu, you gave us the land of Eretz Yisrael, Nashim ein nos chedek ba'aretz, the women do not have any sort of portion in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore they can't say, this lashon of Asher nasata lanu. So that's what the Gemara says. So ask the Mishnah Lamelech, why is the Gemara discussing what Psukim women should say when they come up to Yerushalayim with their Bikurim? Women shouldn't be hyped to bring it all. This is a time-bound mitzvah, like we said. If a person brings his Bikurim from Yantif until Sukkot, so from Shavuos till Sukkot, so he's maybe Bikuri. If he brings from Sukkot till Chanukah, he's maybe Enikuri. The rest of the year, he's not allowed to bring it all. So ask the Mishnah Lamelech, this would seem to be a time-bound mitzvah. It's a mitzvah seishas mangrama. Why does a woman have to bring it all? Why is the Gemara getting into a discussion about women saying Psukim the woman shouldn't have to bring at all? So that's his question, complicated answer. The Gemara in Kiddushin Chavtes has a very famous Gemara, why women are not chayavos to make sure their sons have a bris milah. So how do we know that? So the Gemara says, Osovelo Osa, we make a drasha from the Psukim, that a person is mechuyev to be mal his son, but a woman is not mechuyev to be mal her son. So the Tosfos asks on the spot, why does the Gemara have to make a new drasha of Osovelo Osa? Why do you have to tell me the reason Nashim are not chayavos to make sure their sons have a bris milah is from the Gzeres HaKasev? Why don't you say the reason Nashim are pturus is because mitzvah seishas man grama? The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Chaf that milah is one of those mitzvahs you're only allowed to do by yom. So why does the Gemara over here have to make a new drasha of Osa v'lo Osa to tell me Nashim are pturus for making sure their sons have a bris milah? So that's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos here gives a teretz that it could be once it's a milah shalai bismana, then it's a chiv by yom uvalayla. Achlagis in the Gemara in Haral in Yavamis, not so simple. But that's Tosfos Kasha. The Shagasari answers that no, the chiv is an ongoing chiv. It's by yom uvalayla. A person always has to make sure he knows how he's going to fulfill the mitzvah of his son's bris. So therefore, I would have said it's a mitzvah seishas mangrama, but the only time I'm able to be mekayim it, the only time I could have the mayal actually come and do the cutting, is in the daytime. But I have to worry about it, I have to plan the bris beforehand, so that's a chiyuv b'yom hayom v'yom halayla. So therefore, I would have said nashim are chayavos also, because it's not time-bound. Kamash v'lam the Gemara, from the drasha oso v'lo osa, that nashim are pturus. The same we find by binyan beis hamikdash. Why are nashim chayavos binyan beis hamikdash? The Gemara says in Shavuos Daf Tazayin, that binyan beis hamikdash is only by yom v'lo b'layla. So why not Shem Chayavah? So the Mefarshim answer, the Stipler answers, and others, that no, the worry that a person, the trouble that goes into building a Beis HaMikdash is not so simple to just put up a whole structure like that, a whole big binyan that's going to last forever. So a person has to worry about how he's going to do the building process even by Laila. Even though the actual building can only be done by Yom, a person has to worry about it even by Laila. It's an interesting discussion in the Achrayim, in the Magen Avraham, Siman Tav Chavav, when he discusses Kiddush Levana. So he says, the minhag is, Nashim don't say Kiddush Levana. Is that the case? Do women really not say Kiddush Levana? It's a common practice. I assume they just don't come to shul from Ma'ariv, so they don't remember. But it's a question. The Magen Avraham says in Tav Chavav that the minhag of Nashim is not to say Kiddush Levana. Where does that come from? So the Magen Avraham says that since the Nashim were responsible for Bikimas HaLevana, they ruined it. So therefore, since they ruined the whole light of the Levana, so it doesn't make sense that they should make a bracha. It's a bizayin for them to make. Okay, that's the Magen Avraham suggestion. Problem is, you look over there, there's a bunch of different suggestions in the Achronim. Rav Shlomo Kluger has something on the page, as well as in Halachah HaShlomo. So it's very questionable, because if you look in the Gemara Daf Mem Dalid, in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Nashi Didan Mai Mevarchus. The Gemara says clearly, what should the women make on the Kiddush Levana? So it's very clear that it's not considered a mitzvah seisha as man grama, and women do make the bracha. So the Magen Avraham could say all the svaras in the world, but lamaisa, the Gemara says that you're supposed to make it. So what's the story? According to the simple reading of the Gemara, that it's something that the women should recite, so why isn't it a mitzvah seisha as man grama? We only say it once a month. So the Achrayim answer, my father likes to say this over B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik, that the answer is that it's not something that's a time-bound mitzvah. It's something that happens to be whenever I go ahead and I see the Levana, so then I make a bracha on my excitement for seeing the Levana. But that's not time bound, just so happens to fall out once a month. But I'm saying it on my Riyah. I'm saying it on the fact that I'm excited because I see the Levana, so that's why I make it. He said, a person eats a meal and now he's chayv to say Berchas HaMazon Midaraisa. So we know the din is, he's only allowed to say it ad kadesh shir ikal, until 72 minutes after he eats his food. And then once 72 minutes pass, we assume that his achila is over, he's no longer allowed to bench. So you're going to say, Nashim Arpturis and Birchas HaMazon because it's mitzvah seisha as man grama? Of course not. It just so happens to be that a person stops being full after 72 minutes, but that doesn't mean that it's a time-bound mitzvah. That means he's chayv to say Birchas HaMazon whenever he's full, and that time is over after 72 minutes. So that's a similar vart over here. Whole discussion by Sfiras HaOmer. Also the Ramban writes, famous Ramban, that Sfiras HaOmer is also not a mitzvah seisha as man grama, or the Achrayim ask, what do you mean? That's the classic example of a mitzvah seisha as man grama. It's a whole question. Divrei Malkiel says it's a mistake. Okay, so what do we say over here? What's the deal with Birchas HaIlanos? Should a woman say Birchas HaIlanos or not? So the pashas is, you would say the same vart as we say by Kiddush Levana. Why? Because what am I making the bracha on? I'm not saying it on the once a year that I actually have this chance once a year to make the bracha. No, I'm saying it because once a year I'm very excited when I see the new blossoming trees and I see the beautiful nature that the Ribbono Shel Olam set up in the world. So that's what I'm making the bracha on. So therefore, it's not considered a mitzvah seisha as man grama, and the women would actually make sure to make a bracha on this as well, the same way that, according to the simple understanding of the Gemara, they make a bracha on Kiddush Levana as well. So we have to catch up. Our last 2 days, Chaparai, in the last 2 days you can make Kiddush Levana. The Kaf HaChaim again says you're not supposed to make on Shabbos. So Shabbos this year is the last day of Chodesh Nisan, so let's be careful to make sure we get in. What? You got to find that tree. Not so simple. So you got to find the tree. You have to find two of them. Make the bracha b'shem u'malchus, not like the Gemara says. Make the bracha b'shem u'malchus, and make sure it's going to be a tree that someone's going to actually have anah from.